The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Go to CropMetcalf.com if you're interested in joining their team as a technician or plumber. Coming up in just about an hour, Joel Corey, former sports agent, analyst for CBS Sports. He will join us to shed some light on the latest from the Terry McLaurin Commanders contract squabble. So we're going to get into that right now. Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee yesterday. And since this is training camp related, training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. Here is Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee talking about where he believes the negotiations stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin.
DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that, and I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington, you know, they're not there right now, and they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So they seem, these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today. And I don't know how they're going to get that resolved and figured out, but these things usually find a way of working themselves out over time. But as of today, I don't get the sense that anything's close.
Wow, that was a shocking revelation from Adam Schefter, where he made it sound like the DK Metcalf number isn't even the number.
That's like they're starting
they want on something more. Higher than they significantly higher.
That's why
than
so
the
far 33 apart.
Million.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're far
that's,
apart.
That stunned me a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, well, I'm sure the Buddy Baker.
They could be $10 million apart.
Sure. I'm sure the Buddy Baker is going in and walking into Adam Peters' office and saying, look, these CeeDee Lamb numbers and DK Metcalf numbers and Tyreek Hill numbers, these are old numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's trying to pitch a paradigm shift in that the salary cap keeps going up. Don't even worry about what CeeDee Lamb is making. Those were deals that were signed a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Like, that's old news. But Adam Peters is, I'm sure Adam Peters is saying, well, your client is about to turn 30, and I'm sorry, we're not really in the business of rewarding past performance. We have to kind of, we have to keep the team and the salary cap in mind, and we're not going to give you $35 million a year.
Right.
Like that, it seems like a massive gap between the two parties.
Well,
right
I wonder
now.
What Cortland Sutton's agent said to Denver. I think he came in and go, you know what? Those are old deals. I need to, you know, he's just coming off a $61 million deal, and mm-hmm. he's in the final year of his deal. I wonder if he said, you know what, we need $32, $33 million a year. And I wonder if the Broncos said, no, we're going to give you, it ended up not even be 25 a
right.
year. And 40 of it guaranteed.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Adam Peters goes, hey, just go look at the Cortland Sutton deal.
Well, then,
that's what we're looking
at. Well, if I were Buddy Baker, then my argument would be, well, my client is a better player than Cortland Sutton.
I understand.
Cortland Sutton's only had two seasons over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but
that
he's
would
also
be,
had quarterback
that
issues.
That would be my pushback. And my pushback would also include quarterback issues mm-hmm. through the majority of Terry's career here in D.C.
Everybody would agree that Terry's better. But they're kind of in the same ballpark-ish, kind of. Especially when you consider age. But that guaranteed number is nowhere near what it's going to take.
And if I'm Adam Peters, my argument is going to be that you're asking for Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson type of money. And I'm sorry, that's where I would be like, we love Terry, but he's just not those players. He's not on that level.
What's your new prediction? I know that we have a bet. I would completely erase that prediction, which mm-hmm. I believe was tomorrow.
Right.
I thought it was going to resolve itself by tomorrow.
About to happen.
I would now bet, I'll just change the month. So I was July 30th, mm-hmm. so I'll say August 30th.
I think in the book I'm August 16th.
I think he might play at least the start of the season with no new deal.
That might be the case, too.
I think that also him reporting, and even though he's holding in or whatever, and you know, claiming some ankle injury or whatever, I think it actually takes some of the urgency out of the situation for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. They get him there. Eventually, he's going to break down. He's going to have to start working out as we get closer and closer. And I just think that just takes away some of the urgency. But I get it because, you know, you don't want to hemorrhage 50 grand. He's already lost over 800 grand in this holdout.
That's a big dent in your wallet.
When you look at the earlier workout stuff that he blew off. I don't know. I have a feeling they're not going to come to an agreement. And he's just going to have to play and see what happens. Take out an insurance policy.
I get what you're saying when you say it's a big dent, but it's not really, because it's kind of play money. It's like the difference between having $19 million in the bank versus $20 million in the bank. I don't think his life changes based on losing that $200,000,
$800,000. No, it doesn't change anything in his life, but he's got a short window, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a 10-year window to make a bunch of cash, and he's going to do fine. But it's a significant amount of money.
Yeah. And he's a smart guy. He's already set for life. This is just the real cherry on top. But we see tales of this all the time about guys running out of money. Like, a $500,000 workout bonus is not something that you just punt away and just like, you know what? I don't need $500,000.
It's a lot of money.
That's $500,000.
I know.
That's a lot of money even to a multimillionaire. That's a lot of dough.
He will never have to worry about money.
I understand.
He's not the type that's going to give his money to shady people and invest in stupid things. And
we think
he's probably got.
I pretty much know.
He's probably got $20 million in the bank.
He's a smart guy.
Smart investments, because he's a smart guy. And I want him to have $50 million more to go on top of the $20 million. But $500,000 workout bonus is still a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he and his agent have made a calculation. And their calculation was, it's worth missing a few days to make a statement, whatever they're trying to accomplish. He's clearly beloved by the fans because regardless of him holding out, not practicing, when he's signing autographs, and I get it, people want their autographs, he is absolutely beloved.
No, they love him. But the team doesn't seem to care. I'm telling you, I just get the sense they're not going to budge much, if any. Like, not at all.
I would love to know who the team.
The commander.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Like, not going to budge because he's still under contract.
And it's 95%, in my opinion, about his age. Because if he was 25 years old, I feel like this deal would already be done.
But I don't think the Commanders are saying, we're not going to offer you anything. Just play it out. I think they're offering something.
Yeah, but he just doesn't like the offer.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
I mean, it's not like the Broncos said to Cortland Sutton, all right, we're not offering you. You got to play out your final year.
Right.
They offered him a $92 million deal.
Right.
Sutton almost did he didn't do any of the receivers a favor.
No, but that's probably a good deal for
29.
A player of Cortland Sutton's abilities and stats that he's put up. Like,
it's just significantly lower than what the other guys.
I mean, he's getting $41 million guaranteed money.
Like, he's not Tyreek Hill.
I know.
Like, no. Tyreek Hill's making $30 million. Like, for Cortland Sutton to be making 23 or 23 and a half, whatever the AAV is, like, that seems about right for a guy of Cortland Sutton's abilities.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I think.
But he also looked at it and goes, all right, I get $41 million locked in. Plus, what was his, I think his signing bonus was, I was reading it, was it 12?
It was 14, I think.
14.
Yeah. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, you get 14 right up front. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that is not a positive development for the Terry McLaurin camp.
I think
that was terrible news, actually, for McLaurin and company yesterday.
I don't see a deal getting done.
Do you think that Washington offered a similar deal where they're giving you, all right, 4 years, $90 million, but only half of it's going to be guaranteed?
Probably. They're probably around something in that range. Like this. And this only emboldens them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, now we're getting closer to a trade request. Now we're getting closer to a trade request, or he's just going to suck it up and play this season, because he loves Jaden and he loves the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But a breakup could be somewhat imminent.
I think it's important to remember, everyone talks about DK's contract like it was just given to him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a team that said no to him and mm-hmm. traded him,
right?
Because they didn't want to pay him that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody out there will and would probably pay Terry what he wants, but it's not this team right now. Doesn't pay him what he wants.
Yeah.
So I would think that a trade wouldn't be the most stunning thing in the world.
No, I think this makes a trade request way more likely.
I think it's
now whether
it's
or
imminent.
Whether or not they honor it, I'm just telling you, I don't see him coming to terms. And a month ago, I thought, well, this would pretty much be wrapped up pretty soon, and everyone will walk away happy.
Yeah, like if you were like $1 or $2 million bucks apart, like you can
Oh no,
you can find some middle ground there.
They're
but if you're 40 million
apart.
If you're 8 or 10 million per year apart, that's going to be a tough one. That's a tough negotiation.
I see a trade request and no deal being done. Now they may just ignore the trade request and just say, "Dude, we just play out the year, and we'll we'll reward you if you have another good one."
For what it's worth,
well, if that's the case, it's going to be business decision time for Terry if he's not feeling up to 100%.
Sure.
Well, it's up to him. I mean, if he wants, he needs to put up a big year to get rewarded wherever he goes.
I think he'd get rewarded regardless.
Even if he did some lame year this year and played half the games, I don't think so. I think it would hurt him.
I don't think that.
Because then he'd be 30 and coming off an 8-game season.
Correct.
I think he needs to play. He needs to play as many games as possible, and he needs to put up a big year.
I'm not saying the Courtland Sutton thing helps, but I don't know that it hurts that much because I just don't think he's regarded where Terry is. I was looking up ESPN's ranking of receivers, which was scouts, coaches, and other executives, right? We went through this with quarterbacks, how Jaden Daniels was number one in the NFC. So
where was McLaurin, like 12?
McLaurin didn't make the top 10, but he was just below Garrett Wilson. There were five honorable mentions that didn't make the top 10. Terry McLaurin, Puka, Brian Thomas Jr., DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, actually six, Davante Adams. So 16. Courtland Sutton wasn't in the top 16. And then I think he's way down at the bottom in terms of also receiving votes. So I just don't think they're considered in the same class. So I think Buddy Baker could say, well, yeah, you can start there, but I'm above all these other guys.
This is also why you can't be a part of the just pay the man crowd. Like if you just pay him what Terry wanted, then all of a sudden you're talking about an $11 million difference than a contract that's comparable to what you're trying to.
I'm not saying you just pay him what he wants.
I know, but there's a contingent of Commander fans out there that are just like, well, Terry's the heart and soul of this team. He's been here forever. Just pay him. Just pay him what he wants. He deserves it.
No, I don't think you necessarily have to pay him what he wants, but I think you can compromise. The problem is, I don't think the team looks like they're in any rush to compromise.
Well, even
even the compromise is completely is very far off than the contract that was just signed.
For sure, but like what JP says, you just make the argument that you're just way better than him. That's the only other argument you can make. But I'm telling you, I agree with this general sentiment. This does not help the Terry McLaurin situation.
Not at all,
in my opinion.
Because even if you give him a deal commensurate to him being better than Courtland Sutton, like to me, that would be like, okay, well, you can average $30 million a year. And that sounds like it's way off from what Buddy Baker and his camp wants.
Yeah.
Like that's still way light. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to get solved.
And Cakes is hypothetical. Remember when Cakes put together his hypothetical contract extension that he was going to offer when he was Cakes Peters?
Yes.
I think the
AAV was like $33 million a year.
I think it was less. I think I put out a deal like 3 years, $30 million.
I thought it was 3 years, 33 a year or something like that.
I don't think I went that high.
But knowing what you know now, would you still offer that extension to Terry if you're Adam Peters?
I mean, it seems like it's way above market value if Courtland Sutton just signed for what he signed for.
Yeah, but then you bring it, but then you trot out the Garrett Wilson one. Now he's younger, but those numbers were a lot higher.
That's the key. It's the age.
Yeah.
That's why Sutton at 29 is getting 23 a year and not 33 a year.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you more or less optimistic about Terry getting a deal done with the Commanders in the wake of the Adam Schefter comments yesterday? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.